Our special guest this morning, world-renowned pianist Olga Kern, will be wrapping up the season with the Honolulu Symphony, or rather the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, this weekend with an all-Tchaikovsky concert. Two performances, Saturday 7:30 and Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Good morning, Olga.
Good morning.
Well, Olga, you finished off last season in grand style, and you're back to do it again.
Yes.
And you're giving the people what they want, Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, I love Tchaikovsky. It's a special composer for me. Of course, I have a special history, the family, my family with Tchaikovsky. My great-great-grandmother, she was a pianist and a good friend of Tchaikovsky. So we have absolutely unique letters and photos from him to her and from her to him. And he actually dedicated a few solo pieces to her. And it's so special for me that his genius just touched my family. And, you know, it's always special to perform his music for me.
It's an overwhelming piece, to be sure. But don't you ever get tired of playing it?
No, actually, every time I'm doing it, it's always different because, you perform with different orchestras and it always sounds different. And every conductor has something interesting to say, always different ideas and different sound, different colors. With Carlos Miguel Prieto, it's very interesting to work. I like to work with him. He's a wonderful conductor. And he brought, we had a rehearsal already, and he brought really a beautiful colors to the orchestra. And it immediately sounds so fresh, you know, because the concerto, it's competition between piano and orchestra. And we both, me as a soloist and the orchestra, we always need to bring something very special to the piece. And this is why it's a competition, because I always want to bring some new ideas and then orchestra is answering the same way. So this is, it's incredible. I love to work with orchestras. And this is why, as I say, it's always sound very fresh to me, even though I heard it probably a million times, I performed it a million times, and it's still fresh.
I'd imagine the sheer physical challenge of playing the music is what keeps it fresh as well.
Yes, of course. And, specifically Tchaikovsky music, I think, as all we know, for example, Nutcracker, which we listen every year for Christmas time, it's always fresh. For me, every time I hear this music, I hear some new details, and it's just so magical. It's really incredible music. And for me, this concerto has so many things and always changes with me. You know, I played this piece since I was, don't even remember, 14 years old, something like that. And it just changes with me growing and just understanding my understanding of life, of music. And it just changes and it sounds different.
Well, we certainly never get tired of hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
Despite all the thundering dramatics of that opening movement, one of my favorite passages is that brief moment of lyric respite in the second movement, the Andantino.
Yeah, I love second movement. For me, it's a beautiful winter morning in Russia with the endless fields all covered with snow, and then as the sun is shining on the snow and it's so bright, and then you're just there by yourself. This melody which starts to come, first the flute is playing and then the piano continues. It's just how your soul is just connected to that nature, and then you just hear that freshness, that really incredible brilliant shine of that snow. And it's just endless. It's just so beautiful. It's lonely, but at the same time, it's just so beautiful that your heart is just like expanding, you know. It's just, and when I play it every time, it just goes inside of me. It's every time this melody is just so beautiful. Thank you.
The Andantino from the Piano Concerto in B-flat minor by Tchaikovsky. And we'll be hearing it performed by world-renowned Olga Kern this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. She'll be performing with conductor Carlos Prieto with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, also on the program, the Symphony No. 5 by Tchaikovsky. And Olga is our special guest on today's Morning Cafe. How many concertos are in your repertoire,
Olga? Oh, it's just, you know, I can't even count. Every time I'm performing something different, so pretty much a lot. I have a lot of course, ideas for the future, and I have ideas for the recordings because, of course, I'm playing all Rachmaninoff concerti, all four, plus Rhapsody in Timbre Paganini, which I would love to record, and hopefully it will finally happen because there is a talks going on for a few years already. So hopefully I'll get this done. It's my really love to do that project. And then I play all three Tchaikovsky concerti. Last time I was here, I played Tchaikovsky number three. And also my idea to finish, to have another a great Russian composer, Sergei Prokofiev, because I play concert number one, number three, number five. I also want to do two and four. The same with Beethoven. I have a project to do all of them. I also played number one, number three, number five, and I would love to learn number two and four. It's for Beethoven's year, which is coming up very soon. And
you're adding some American works.
Yes,
to your repertoire.
I got my citizenship finally last year, after being in the United States for 17 years. Finally, I
congratulations.
Got
it's about time.
Yes, exactly. So I am playing this season. It's wonderful. I play Barber Concerto, which I absolutely love, and it's in my repertoire now. It's a fantastic piece. And then I play Gershwin Concerto, and then Rhapsody in Blue I'll be doing this summer in Colorado Festival. And I just did Bernstein's Second Symphony, Age of Anxiety, and it's like a piano concerto because the piano part in that symphony is huge, and it's definitely written like a concerto for the piano and orchestra. So it's a fantastic piece, and I did it in Copenhagen with Radio Symphony Orchestra there, and it was amazing. I always wanted to do that. So yeah, I'm doing a lot of American composers as well, and it's just fantastic because when I play a recital, for example, I can divide two parts of a recital between Russian composers. I play a lot of Rachmaninoff, preludes or his sonatas. And then I play half of the program of Gershwin preludes and transcriptions of Earl Wilde. It's really going so well together because Rachmaninoff loved and adored Gershwin's music. So I think both of the composers really matches when you do it in the recital program. So yeah, this is the, you know, there is so much music I want to play. It's just not enough time in one life to do it. But I'm learning fast, and it just depends on the time for me to have a free time to learn because I am all the time on the road. I have more than 150 concerts a year. It's, plus, I'm now teaching in Manhattan School of Music from this year. I have wonderful students, and it's very exciting. I have my own competition, which I launched in 2016. Right after, actually, I've been here in Honolulu in November the same year. It was the first Olga Kern International Piano Competition in New Mexico in Albuquerque. So it will be every 3 years. The next one is already coming soon, 2019, and it's for pianist between the age of 18 and 32. It's a wonderful project, and we're really giving opportunity for the young, talented pianists to perform, because the most important prize we give, not just we have a very good, of course, financial prize, but also we give them opportunity to perform all over the world. The first prize winner of the first competition played in a lot of places, United States. He went to South Africa, he went to Italy, Russia. So we are giving them opportunity to really just start their career and be seen and be played. And it's important for the young artists right now to perform, to share what they love, what they worked for. So that is what I'm doing. I'm trying to help the young pianists. And of course, I have my own foundation, which was established already some time ago with my brother in 2012. And we are helping not only pianists, but all the musicians who need some help. We are trying to buy instruments, we are giving scholarships. So it's going very well, it's actually growing. Right now, already 2 years as I incorporated this foundation in the United States, so I can get donations also here. And then I have also, it's the same kind of a part of a foundation as in Russia. And my brother, because he's there, he is, in charge of that part. So we are working. We just do so many things. So between all of this, I always must find the time to learn something new, because I love to perform what I did before, as we talk about, the Tchaikovsky concerto, of course, Rachmaninoff concerto. But at the same time, it's very important for me to learn, because this is what we do. We learn all our life, and this is very important for me. So I always try to find time to practice. Even after a very long flight from New York, I came the day before yesterday here, I said to the a symphony manager, I must practice. And I went to the wonderful Steinway dealer here, and I practiced, and it's very important for me.
Well, I'm glad you found the time to pay us a visit, Olga. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much.
I read a comment on Facebook from a listener who said, "When I watch Olga play, I forget to breathe."
Oh, it's so wonderful.
You have that ability to mesmerize an audience. That kind of charisma is not something that can be taught.
Yeah, when you are going to a live performance, it's changing your life. Completely. I always say to some of my friends who never been in a classical music concert to come and experience it live, because to listen to recording is fantastic. I love to listen to recordings, but it's a very special, very different experience. It is a magical experience to be in a concert hall and share that incredible music. It's really totally, it's transporting you to a totally different world. Me as a soloist, and also people, listeners, who is listening at the same time. We are sharing that energy. We are sharing that incredible, magical music. And it's really unforgettable experience. So I hope that we'll all experience something very special. I'm sure we will, because it's a wonderful program. It's all Tchaikovsky. Such a great pieces.
It'll
this
be
Symphony
the
Number 5. It's
Symphony
incredible.
Number 5, and of
yes.
course the Piano Concerto Number 1 in B-flat minor. Olga Kern in town to perform with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, along with guest conductor Carlos Prieto. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful concert, and Olga, it's been a pleasure speaking
to you. Thank
you
so much.
Morning.